times in our life where we get to a place where that we're like, all right, I can't do this. I need God. Come on. Every one of us, there's different places. Maybe it's every week, every day. There's times where you're strong, but there's moments where that you say, you know what, I can't do this. I need one who's greater. I need Jesus. And I want you to just for a moment just realize that, man, that's what David did. When David was, he was king. He was king. He had power. He had authority. But yet, when he went down the road and they were celebrating, it says that he lost his clothing. He was dancing. He was celebrating the presence of God. And I want you to realize that this is what David understood. This is why David was so powerful. This is why he had victory. Because he realized there was one that was greater. He was king. He had authority. He had placement. But there was one who was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One that was greater than him. We got to realize that to get victory in our lives. To realize there's one greater than us. We need to bow our hearts and say, God, I surrender, God. Lord, I open my heart, God. I give you everything, God. Lord, I open my heart, God. I don't want to hold back. Hallelujah. I want the blessing of God upon my life. Hallelujah. Come on. Every day. I want it to everywhere I go. Every place that I step. Everywhere I walk on my feet. Everything that I declare. I want to be blessed and highly favored. And that is a place of surrender. Saying, God, here I am. Here I am. I surrender, God. Man, I don't know which way I'm going. Come on. I don't know what's coming next. But I surrender. Because God, you know. Amen. You know. Come on. Our hands are in the hands of a God that knows. He's the God of yesterday. He's the God of today. And He's the God of tomorrow, Dave. And I surrender to Him. Hallelujah. Not my problems. Not my pain. Not my circumstance. Not the things that we're going through. Come on, saints. I surrender to Him. You want that? Come on, you want that? Let's sing it one last time. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Tonight, God, we surrender.
Pouring out my life, gracefully broken.
God. Come on, amen. Even before we hear it. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. My disciples are with me tonight out here. We're going to do it together, all right? My wife is still battling from the food poisoning she got. And so, that is not funny. Not a funny thing. Come on, when you got food poisoning, man, things don't agree with you. Come on, amen. You know what I'm talking about. So we pray for her. Pray for her. She gets through it. Amen. Hey. Amen. So, at this last minute, I am going to bring to you a word for the disciples. We always get, I'm not going to preach, I don't preach the same one that I have, every class that we've had. We've had three. This is our fourth one, right? Fourth class? Fourth? Third. Third class, yeah. And so, but I believe that it's significant to what we hear tonight. Amen? Amen. I want you to get this. I want to go over something that I talked about Saturday first before we go. But I just want to say this because as we were worshiping, God breaks you out. Do you understand that God will break you out of something? Not just to break you out, to bring you in. We got to understand that God will break you out. So I want us just to focus tonight where we are is understand, God, Lord, where are you breaking me out of? You broke me out of something. What are you breaking me into? Come on, amen? What do you bring? Listen, I want you to know that God delivers you for something. Amen? He delivers you into something. He delivers you. So when you get delivered out of something that we're not there, they're standing there saying, okay, what's next? I want you to know that God delivered you from something for something. Tell your neighbor, for something. He delivered you from something for something. Just get that in your spirit. Amen? Just agree with that and grab hold of that and understand it. He delivered you from something for something. And that's powerful when we understand that, because that begins to move the process of what God's doing in our lives. We fall in line with it. We begin to walk into God's purposes and God's plans. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, we can walk in the plan that God, His salvation plan for every one of us. Amen? Amen. Should have gone first. Oh, she got it. She beat her. She beat you. You beat her. Okay. But bring you out to bring you in. Thank you, dear. Thank you. I'm sorry. I dressed casual tonight, isn't I? I was like, I don't care. I'm just dressing this. You're all good? Yeah, good. You all got t-shirts on. Amen. All right. So let me go ahead and let's just go where God wants us to go. All right. Listen. How many of you guys, I believe that when David said this, David was saying something when he said this. I said, I'm going to add this because I feel this is important. Do you remember where, let me see if I can find it. And this is where, let me see, hang on one second. I kind of think that was you, Renee. I don't know, man. That, as soon as I looked back, she was pointing at him. She was pointing at him whenever. Yeah, okay. Amen. Listen, all right, let me get going. And he said unto them, he says, and Jesus, he was talking to the disciples, and he asked the disciples, he asked Peter, he said to them, he says, and he said unto them, but who do you say that I am? I want you to hear this. He said, who do you say that I am? I want you to know that it's powerful because he wants to know, what do you say? Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Who do you declare that I am? Who am I to you? See, I want you to know that's significant, because we got to know that, listen, the way that we get victory is understanding who he is to me. Is he my king, or am I in charge? Am I Lord? Who am I? Who is he to me in my life? Where do I place him? Where is he at? Come on, amen. Where is he at in my life? What position do I place him in my life for this to work? Amen. So he's asking, he says, who do you say that I am? And then all of a sudden, Peter, he declared, he says, you are the Christ, the Messiah. Wow. Amen. And then Jesus gave him this incredible compliment. He says, wow, Peter, he says, that's it, man. Right there, what you said. He said, what you said, I'm going to build my church on. That message, that he is Christ, the Messiah. Amen? There you go. So I want you to get this. So here it is. And listen, I want you to think about, here's Peter. Just like us sometimes. Man, you after worship, you get that moment. You're like, you're in church. Come on, amen? You're in church. You're feeling the power of God. You got the wind behind your back, people are with you, you're encouraged, you're strengthened, you're singing that song. The anointing's on you, you're like, oh, this is awesome. Love God so much. And then you get out of that place. Here he is, Peter's like, he's in that position, Beth. He's hearing this. You did good, Peter, this is it. He's so excited. But then say next verse. This is what happens. And he said to them, he says, listen, Peter took him. He says, and he spoke unto them. He says, and he began to tell them about the cross and about him going to the cross. This is four verses later. Not chapters, not days, four verses later. Tell your neighbor, four verses later. And he says, but he had turned about and looked on his disciples, and he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan. This is the guy that just got this compliment. He was just riding high. Come on, I want you guys to get this and know. This is one of his great disciples. This is Peter. This is the guy that is, you know, he's one of the leaders. This is the one everybody's looking to. He's stepping out there. He's the one that walked on the water. Come on, amen. He's the one that walked on top of the situations. And all of a sudden, right here, I want you to know, I want you to relate this. Disciples, you got to get this and know that, listen, even the disciples, sometimes you miss it. Even the next day, four verses later, not the next day, not hours later, no, four verses later, all of a sudden, here he is, and he's standing there, and he says, he gets told, I rebuke you. Get behind me, Satan. You just said you were building your church on what I said. I want you to see this and know that even those disciples at that moment felt that moment. It's like, wow, man, I got a ways to go. Don't be discouraged. Don't get discouraged where you're at. Don't get discouraged, but just keep walking. Just keep it. See, that's what Peter did. He kept his eyes on Jesus. He kept his eyes on him. He kept watching him. He says, man, I missed it right here, but I'm not going to miss it again. Yeah, you will, Peter. You're going to miss it again. But guess what? Just keep your eyes. Keep moving forward. Amen? So, all right. Let's go to Romans 8. That was just free. I want to go back to Romans 8. This is what we were talking about, because I believe this is important for every disciple to get this and know that you got to know that God is for you, not against you. Listen, for us to know. See, David, Peter, David, these men and women of God. Listen, they knew there's something came within them. They came to a place where they decided to believe that God was for them and not against them. That no matter what comes your way, no matter what it looks like. Come on, amen. Come on, you face some things in your life. You face some things. The world begins to declare. The message of the world tells us and makes us think that God's angry at us. He's going to destroy us and wants to kill us. Come on. You look at the sickness. Who do we blame sickness on? God. Like, why does God do this? Why has God let this happen? Why have we let this happen? Sin came into the world, and because of sin, guess what? Sickness and disease. Come on, amen. Thorns and thistle, hatred, all those things, anger, all those things invaded us because Adam and Eve disobeyed. It wasn't God, but He is the solution for the problem. He gave us the situation. For every situation that we face, it's Jesus. So I want you to hear this and understand that, listen, this is what He's declaring to us. We got to know who He is to us. We got to know, and we got to know that, listen, He's King. Let Him be King and Lord, not just today. Not just today, but every day. Tomorrow you're going to wake up. Remember, the wind is blowing. I don't know, that song's in my head. The wind beneath my wings. Come on, be with me. Come on. Yeah. Come on. I want to relate to you. I want you to get, but there's moments in your life, times in your life, you feel so strong. But I want you to know, in the next day, the Bible always talks about, but the next day, things come against us. We got to be settled within us to know. This is what the Word of God does. The Bible says that we come and we receive God into our lives by faith and by believing, by declaring. The Bible says that confession is made unto salvation. So guess what? By your confession, what you declare out of your mouth brings you salvation. How are you saved? By confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. So what do you do? You know what we quit doing? That's what happens. We get frustrated because why? Sometimes, what are we confessing? What are you declaring? God hates me. If you say that enough to yourself, God don't like me. I'm telling you, Beth, you don't like me. How many of you have done that? This week. I want just to get this, because listen, if we don't, this is what disciples, they get this. This is where when you get this, you built this on the ground. You say, man, this is what I'm standing on. Whew. Man, this is what I'm standing on. And when you got a foundation, no matter what comes, because things are going to rock you. Tell your neighbor, you might get rocked. But you're going to be able to stand. Why? Because you're standing upon the rock. What are you standing on? What is your solution? What are you agreeing with? Is God for me, Randy? Or is He against me? I don't want God against me. But I want you to know the Bible says that when you receive Christ, He's for you, not against you. When you have Him in your life as your Savior. Amen? So, let's get here. And He says, listen to this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. His purpose. This is the... I want to deal with this because I didn't have enough time Saturday. You didn't make me let me preach, so... Dave kept playing and getting me pumped up, so I... Listen. The word purpose, that word means salvation. It is according to His salvation plan. How many of you guys, we got to understand something here that, listen, God is working out something that you might not be... Who shared that? I think Tiffany shared something about God's doing something that you can't see. There was angels fighting things. They were pulling down strongholds, doing all this stuff, and He was walking down the street. Not even realizing what was happening. I want us to get this and understand this. There's things happening. God's working out a salvation plan. Do you remember Joseph? The Bible talks about Joseph in the Bible. You know about Joseph. And you know, man, as soon as he got appointed to that he was going to be the one to get the coat, he was the blessed one, he was the favored one, everything went wrong. Did you get this? Every one of us, we know that God says He loves us. You are my child. You are my child. You're blessed and highly favored. And sometimes when you hear that and you've got to agree within yourself, say, wow, is that true or not? It's true. But I want you to know this. And Joseph was in this place. And as soon as he said this, you know what his brothers did? They dragged him and put him in a ditch. And they tried, they were like deciding whether or not they're going to kill him or not. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Now, do you think that he's struggling with this message that he got within him? I believe that there might have been a struggle, something. It didn't really say all the time what he was doing. But I'm telling you, he's human. He's like us. And he's struggling with something inside him saying, are you kidding me? Is this real or not? Just bury me now. I want you to know that there was a salvation plan working within Joseph. Because I want you to know they took his coat off him. They took his coat off him. Get this, get this. Do you know what that showed him? Favor. See, he felt like he had that coat on. He felt like he was important. Look what I'm wearing. Come on.
Get that picture out of your head.
But Joseph is so excited. He's like, look what I'm wearing. And his brothers are like, I hate you so bad. I want to kill you. Do you know the enemy's like that? You're proud of who you are in God. You know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to destroy you. He wants to take you out. But I want you to know, listen. See, God was doing something greater than the enemy trying to destroy him. God was working something in him. Because God was declaring in Joseph this. He was saying, Joseph, He says, you don't need that on the outside to tell you who you are. I'm going to teach you on the inside who you are. I'm going to build something within you that you don't need it on the outside. It ain't about what's around you or who's with you or this. No, no. It's me on the inside. I'm building you on the inside. I'm going to encharge you. I'm going to equip you. And I'm going to strengthen you, empower you on the inside. That's what we need. Amen? Come on. It doesn't matter. We want to be strong that we know that God is for me, not against me. I'm not determined by what happens outside of me. Come on, amen. You got to keep declaring it. You got to keep speaking it. Even if you got to do it tomorrow again and again and again and again and again and again. Come on, amen. But you're battling something because you're declaring something. You are not, you're confessing a truth in your heart. Come on, amen. So God's working who are called according to His purpose. He's working out His salvation plan in you. In you. Point to your neighbor, say, in you.
In you.
In you. Do you know God's got a salvation plan, a purpose that He's working out? Whether or not, whether you like it or not, He's working something in you. Amen. So listen, so for who He did for knew, He knew. He knew, became one with. He did predestined. He conformed to His image and His likeness of His Son. And you know that's powerful that we can recognize and see something that we can know, that we can look at Christ, look at the perfection of who He was, the power, the authority. That's the image and likeness that God sees us. Not weak, not powerless, not dirty, not worthless. He sees us in the image of His Son, of His child, in that image. Perfect in all of it. Say perfect. After this tonight, we're going to get up and we're going to sing a song. And we're going to sing that song again, and we're going to say this, I'm perfect in all my ways. I was in a praise and worship conference or service, and the guy says, listen, we're going to sing this. And everybody, I felt it like this, go. People get like freaky about it, like, oh, I can't say that. Seriously. Does it make you feel uncomfortable, kind of? You're like, well, me, not at all feared. But I want you to get it, though. I want you to understand that sometimes something within you says, because why? Because you battle the stuff that I'm talking about. You battle whether or not God is with you or for you. Sometimes those are things that we battle that are real, that are things that come up against us. And for me to say, I'm perfect in all my ways is confessing something. That guess what? That we are in God's eyes. We begin to see in our eyes, and we begin to walk it out. Amen? That you walk it out, that I'm perfect in all my ways. In His eyes, we got to know that and believe that. He's working something through me in my life, and I got to trust Him and know that He's working for me, not against me. Listen, moreover, He did predestinate. He called you. He called you. He justified you. He glorified you. He called you. He called you by name. Everyone, you listen, do you have a name? Do you have a birth? Shout out your birth. Chris. Shout out your birth. 9/16/67. Let's do it. Ready? Okay, we're going to do it one more time. If you have a birthday, shout it out. 1, 2, 3. There you go. That means you're called. If you're born, you have a birth date, you're called of God. You're called of God. From the moment you're born, and do you know that there's been assignment against you? We talk about it all the time. There's an assignment to stop what God has called. And it's real. But I want you to know that when you recognize, the battle is recognizing that God's for you. And when you begin to get in line with what God says about you, things begin to fall into order. That thing that's coming against you will begin to shift in a different direction. So those who are called, that are justified. Justified means what? He's made you perfect in all your ways. He's made you right. And He glorifies. That means that He glorifies you, that He wants to reveal who He is out of your life. He wants to flow through your life. He wants to be the expression. He wants to express Himself. Do you know that's what God wants to do? We got to get this, disciples. That's what God wants to do. You got to understand that's the calling of God, to understand, to know that God wants to express Himself through you. But He needs people entrusting to know, Lord, I want to trust You to know Your voice. I want to know what You're saying. Come on, amen. Do we seek that? That's something we got to seek. We got to seek every day. God, I want to hear Your voice. I want to hear Your voice in my life. Do you know how God talks to you? Do you know through your conscience? He speaks to you in your conscience. Do you know, listen. Your hunger speaks to you in your belly. Tells you when you're hungry. So how do we not think that God does not speak to you in your spirit, in your conscience, speaking to you and whispering in your ear, do this. Come on, has there been times in your life where that you know you listened to God, you felt that, and you're like, you did it, and you're like, wow. Come on. Many times in my life where I've heard God and I said, man, I did it, I honored it, and I trusted it and went out. Responded to that. But there's times where I didn't. There's little things in my life. And you know that God, you know He spoke to my heart about picking up something. Did I share this? To the disciples, I think. Yeah. But there was like, this is, do you know a hamper? And a hamper is? Hamper? Hey, well, you know, it's one of those things that like, ah, shoot, hoop. All right, ah. And if it falls on the ground, you just walk by it. That's what I did. I'm sorry. I just didn't. Because Kelly, I thought you just, not have a problem with that, right? But honestly, as I walked by it, I felt this voice in my conscience. Pick it up. I walked right out the room. I could not leave. I got in my vehicle. I swear to you, this is the truth. I felt so convicted, and I know what conviction is. I felt so convicted, I got out and went back into the house. Picked it back up and put it back in there. As soon as I did, I felt in my heart this. If you can't trust me to hear my voice about picking up your clothing, how can you ever hear me about laying hands on the sick? How can you hear me on the greater things? On the more important things? If you can't listen to my voice there. Listen, I want you to know that it takes practice. Because you know why? Because we hear so many voices. We hear so many things. We hear, you know, your belly, your flesh, your soul. I don't want to. Listen, if your soul is telling you not to worship God, don't listen. Because He's a liar. Amen? Your soul wants to tell you you don't need to go to church. He's whiny. Come on, you hear that whiny voice? You don't need to go. It's not hot. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. So you hear that, you know it's like, nah, it's not God, man. I gotta listen to God. I gotta hear God. You hear that. You press through that, amen? Alright, so let's get, you alright with this? And what shall they say to these things? What shall we say? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, this is the scripture that we gotta grab. We gotta just, I want you guys just to write this down. Keep it in your heart. Read it over and over and over again. If God be for us, who could be against us? Amen? Who could be against us? He says, who could be against us? He that spared not his own son. So he began to tell us right here in this whole scripture. He laid down his life for God's elect. It is God that justifies. He began to tell, God did this. You didn't do this. You're not the one doing this. It's God that's done this for you. He begins to declare it. He says, on the right hand, who is making intercession for you? Do you know that your Heavenly Father is making intercession for you? You know the things that you're going through? Get this tonight. Come on, I want you to hear this. I want you to know that infirmity, that thing that's hurting inside you. Listen, nobody knows what's inside you, what's hurting, what the pain you're facing. Nobody knows you. Your husband, your wife, your friends, your neighbors don't know. I want you to know that, listen, we try to let them know what we feel. We can't do it like we can with God. He intercedes for us. He knows. He's the one that knows more than anybody else. He knows the depths within your heart. He knows the hurts. He needs the pains. And guess what? We need to know Him that way. He's the one that can fix it. He's the solution for it. He's got our identity. He knows our names. He will bring us in the right direction. We got to trust Him. Let's lay it out. Come on, amen? We got to surrender ourselves in that place. Listen. And He says, who separates us? Remember I talked Saturday night. I said what? Remember he said this? This is like he's looking for a fight. Next verse. Listen. I want you to get this. Who? Remember I said this? When he's like, come on. It's just like looking for a fight. He's got his chest pumped out. Who? Find me something that can separate us from the love of Christ. Who can separate us? He said, tribulation. Now listen, I want you to get this because listen, do you know these are every one of these things are different things that we stop and we think in our minds. Can this separate me? Have you been there? Come on, help me tonight. Have you been there? This will help you if you let it help you. Have you been there? Do you go through tribulations in your life? At that moment, do you know what he says? He says, it can't separate you from God's love. That thing that you're going through in your life right now, wherever you're at, it can't separate you. Amen? It can't pull you. It is not the thing that's separating you from God's love. He says, distress? No. Can persecution, those that are come against you? No, it can't separate you from God's love. It can't separate you. Even though you feel like it, come on, amen? It doesn't matter whether you feel like it or not. He's telling you right there, these things cannot separate you from God's love. Is God a liar? This is the truth. This is God's Word. He's saying these things can't separate you from God's love. They can't. Can distress, can persecution, can famine, can nakedness, can peril, could the sword? Next verse. Keep going. And then he goes into more. He says, no. All these things are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He's loved us. And He loves us. Next verse. For I am persuaded, listen, this is what we got to get, that I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded. Man, that's tell your neighbor, dig down deep. This is where you got to get, this is where you got to be at a place where, listen, in your church, around some people that will help you, persuade you to believe when you feel like you're struggling. Come on. You got to get yourself around some people that are willing to lift you up, willing to pick you up, really to grab your hand and say, no, come on. We're going to bless the Lord. You don't need to be around someone that says, oh yeah, you don't need to do that. Run! Run. You need to be around somebody that's willing to lift up your hands, that believes in you, that wants you to succeed, that doesn't want you to fail. Come on, amen? I've seen enough people. Do you know why people want to see you fail? Why? Because they feel better about themselves. If you OD, if you do this, or if you do that, if you go bankrupt, or if you have this situation in your life and you fail, and you get a divorce, you get this in your life, or this happens, or that happens, and all of a sudden, guess what? People are like, oh, yeah. You find out who you are, who your friends are in the midst of crisis. Come on, amen. I want to know that when I'm going through somebody, that I get through something, that I got some people that are going to lift up my hands, they're going to believe me. Someone that's going to stand in that place that push me on, say, you got this. Come on, amen. That's what we need. So he says, I am persuaded. Let's look at this. I just was looking at this scripture. Let's look at John 20. I'm going to stay here, but I want you to look there because I think this is important. Now I might jump there too. John 20, listen to this. This is after Jesus, he died, and these disciples did not see him yet. Listen, they're feeling separated. Just like you, just like us sometimes, they're feeling some anxiety. They're feeling like, you know what, man, closed in. Come on, I just want you to get this. I believe that God's doing something in the church that it's more. I can't even put my finger on it. How to explain what God's doing? That there's something that I want more. That it's not enough, man. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more of you, God. Come on, amen. There's more. I want more, God. I want more, God. I want more. And it says, and he came. I'm sorry. What did I say? 19. Listen, I want to finish with this. And he says, and then the same day at evening, say in the dark. That's the biggest time that sometimes things come against you. When you're alone, when you're by. Remember that, you know that song, remember that other song? What comes out at night? Thank you. Freaks come out at night. Sorry. Listen. My other thing was to be a DJ. That's what I was called to be. But being the first day of the week, it was the first day of the week. It was after the resurrection. They didn't see Jesus. He said that I'm going to rise. And they didn't see him. Someone's talking about it. Listen, I want you to get this and know that sometimes somebody's talking about some things. They're speaking about some things. You've got to grab a hold of it by faith. There's that moment you've got to say, you know what, I want this for myself. I want this. I want to, what they're declaring, just like tonight, right here, right now, you've got to begin it by faith. Say, you know what, I want that for my life. I want that for my life. I want that. I want change. I want to grab a hold of that. I want to be in a place where that nothing separates me. I want to be persuaded within myself. But here they were. There's these, and he says, and when the doors were shut. Get this. They were walled in. They had walls around them. Do you know this is the place where we can't be? I want you to know we can't put ourselves in a position where that we're walled in. We don't let nothing come in. That we stay in a place alone. That we're by ourselves. We got to get out of that place. Amen. We need Jesus to go beyond our walls. And do you know what he does? Jesus stepped through the walls. The doors were shut. It doesn't matter. Why? Because nothing separates me from the love that is in Christ Jesus. He walked through the walls. The doors were shut. Do you know, see that? It says the doors were shut. The disciples were assembled there, and they had fear in their hearts. And Jesus stood in the midst. I want you to know that I need Jesus to stand in the midst. No matter what walls there are, no matter what I've put up in my life, no matter what's come my way, no matter what it is, I got to let Jesus get in my midst and speak this to my situation. What does he say? Peace. Be still. I need him to speak into my situations. I need him to speak. I said, Jesus, I need you to come. I need you to come. Lord, I don't want to get... I need to know... See, I want you to see this and just get this. That whenever I get in that place, that I begin to believe that God's not with me, he's not for me, I get depressed, I build walls up. I shut myself in. I become defeated. But when I begin to declare, I begin to speak and say, God, Lord, you're for me. Nothing will separate me. I'm persuaded. All of a sudden, I want you to know, we recognize Jesus is in your midst. He stepped past your walls. He's got past the locked doors that you had. And He's standing in your midst. That's what I need. That's what I need every day. To step into my situations. To be in my midst. Dave. Chris, you come up too. Listen. And this is what I wanted to add with the disciples to hear this. And he says, when he had said these things, he showed his hands. Then his disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. He showed his hands. He showed the holes that were there. He showed what he did for them. We need to see what he did for you. We need to recognize. Wow. See, they looked at the holes. We got to recognize and say, God, Lord, your love you gave for me on that cross. You shed your blood for me. What? How could anything come against me? How could I believe that God doesn't love me when He would do that for me? Wow. And then He says, then Jesus said unto them, peace be unto you. Again, the Father has sent me, even I send you, and I send you. Listen. And when He had said this, He breathed on them. Come on. I need you to breathe on me, God. I need you to breathe on me. And He says, receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted. And those whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. This is what I want us to get right here. Jesus was declaring something. He was releasing them to be partners with Him. Do you know, I want you to know that when you recognize that there's no walls that can separate you from God, then all of a sudden you want a partner. Why would you want to, if you don't believe that yourself, why would you want to tell someone, hey, love God. He hates you, but love Him. If you don't do everything right, guess what? He'll knock you out. But come on, why don't you come to church? No, but when you realize it, like these disciples, He walks through the walls to show them. We need to let God show us that He loves us and receive it by faith in our hearts. To walk through our walls, through our locked doors, to step in our midst, that we can say to ourselves, wow, He says, I want you to partner with me. I want you to partner with me. I want you to come out, and I want you to take this message that there's no wall. There's no separation. There's no boundaries, borders, boxes that can keep me back from my love for you. So I ask you this, come with me. Come with me. And let's go tell those ones, listen, there's no more sin. He broke it off you. You're free. God loves you. We say it with our hearts. So I just want us to just to stand with me as we just sing this. And let's just declare it tonight. And I want you to sing this with your heart. Come on. Might feel uncomfortable at first, but I want you to believe it in your heart. And it's only true because of what He's done. He's made me perfect in every way. You're going to break something off you tonight as you sing this. Come on. Thank you. pray you give confidence here tonight. As we declare that song, God, not out of anything that we've done, because we know in our ways, hallelujah, we failed. But God, Lord, in your ways that are higher, because of what you've done on the cross, it makes it right. You've justified me. You've made me perfect. Lord, you declare, you said, your word says, to be perfect as I am perfect. You'd never declare something that we can't, unable to do. But because of you, we are to be perfect in all of your ways. I'm not out of whack. I'm lined up. My spirit is perfect in every way that it could be. I pray tonight, God, I pray right now, God, Lord, for each person here. I pray to God, Lord, that we come and we settle that within our hearts right now. No more, come on, no more wayward thinking. No more prodigal thinking. I'm not a prodigal son. Come on, I'm not a prodigal. Say, I'm not a prodigal. But I'm a son. I'm a child of the Most High God. And I'm perfect in all my ways. Did you hear that, enemy? Did you hear that? I'm perfect in all my ways. My Father thinks I'm perfect. He knows I'm perfect. And I accept it. And I believe it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, amen. Walk out with that authority. Walk out with that authority. Amen. Amen.